on FM and DAB across Ashford.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
This is KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Joanna Earle.
Labour MP Keith Vaz has quit as chairman of the Commons Home Affairs Select Committee following revelations about his private life. It was claimed over the weekend that he paid two male escorts for their services. The married dad of two says those who hold others to account must themselves be accountable. Sky's political correspondent Darren McCaffrey has more of his statement.
He says that it is in the best interest of the Home Affairs Select Committee, that it's important its work can be conducted without any distractions whatsoever. He says he's genuinely sorry that recent events make it impossible for this to happen if he remains as chair.
KMFM News.
Two men have been summoned to court after a man died in a crash on the A2 near Dartford. A 46-year-old from Gravesend was killed when the car he was driving was involved in a collision with several other vehicles not far from the M25 in March. A 28-year-old from Plumstead is due to face a charge of causing death by dangerous driving, whilst a 59-year-old from Welling will be accused of dangerous driving. They're due in court in October. Nine protesters have been arrested after blocking the runway at London City Airport. The campaign group Black Lives Matter UK is claiming responsibility. The airport is facing questions over security. Alex, who's from the group, says they want to highlight the European migration crisis.
This is a facility, an airport that is facilitating the travel and the freedom of movement of a very specific, very tiny elite. And the other thing that we're trying to talk about is also those who have the opposite of that sort of freedom of movement.
KMFM News.
Around 50 children have been sent home from a Kent school on the first day of term for not wearing the right uniform. Parents with pupils at Hartsdown Academy in Margate were warned back in July it would happen if the uniform policy wasn't adhered to. Matthew Tate is the head teacher.
I don't wish to inconvenience parents. I clearly don't want to upset my parents. However, I'm the head teacher of this school and want this school to be a school that I can be proud of, and every single child in this school can be proud of.
Around 20 pupils have now been allowed back after getting their uniforms sorted. You can let us know what you think at kentonline.co.uk. Casual workers at Sports Direct are going to be given the option of guaranteed hours. It's after a report commissioned by the sportswear retailer found serious shortcomings in its working practices. The company says it'll still offer 0 hours contracts to those who want them, though. Speaking to MPs in June, boss Mike Ashley admitted some staff had effectively been paid less than the minimum wage.
If you were a minute late, you got docked 15 minutes pay. You ask me what I think, I think it's unacceptable. I'm not Father Christmas. I'm not sitting there, I'm going to make the world wonderful. You just have to try and get a balanced view.
A motorcyclist who crashed into trees whilst more than four times the legal drink drive limit in Whitstable has been banned from the road for 3 years. A court heard how Dominic Sullivan lost control of his bike along Golden Hill in August and suffered leg injuries. The 49-year-old from Ridgeway in the town was given a two-year suspended sentence after admitted drink driving.
KMFM News.
The government's being urged to put packed lunches at the heart of its childhood obesity agenda. It's after a study found under 2% of lunchboxes in England's primary schools are meeting nutritional standards. Researchers at the Uni of Leeds says they're filled with high levels of saturated fats, sugars and salts. Here's nutritionist Charlotte Evans.
School meals need to contain five different foods: fruits, vegetables, dairy food, protein food and carbohydrates. We found that very few of the lunches, the packed lunches, did include all five of these food groups.
And a TV star has set off from Kent in his latest bid to cross the Channel. Guy Martin is attempting to pedal a blimp for 4 hours from Sandgate near Hythe to France. He's attempted a similar crossing back in June and was previously set records for reaching more than 78 miles per hour on a Wall of Death motorbike challenge.
KMFM Sport.
With First Choice Garage Doors. Installing quality garage doors across Kent. First-choice.co.uk.
Cricket in Kent are batting first on the opening day of their penultimate game of the season. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Josh.
Well, they're pushing for promotion from Division 2 and taking on Northamptonshire at Beckenham. A short time ago, the home side was 66 for 2. Tennis, and Andy Murray is into the quarterfinals of the US Open. He beat Bulgaria's Grigor Dimitrov in straight sets at Flushing Meadows. The world number two will now face Japan's Kei Nishikori for a place in the last four.
I played very well, I think. Tactically, I played a very good match. I don't think I made any mistakes there. and kept good concentration throughout.
And in rugby league, fans will have to wait a little longer to see Sam Burgess return to the England side after the dual code international was given a one-match ban. It's for tripping over an opponent in his final game of the domestic season in Australia. He'll now be unavailable for the match with France next month.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.
Read, watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk.